Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, God bless you. Welcome again, Doctrine of Truth, I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're here, amen, thanking you for your prayers and thank you for those that are calling, amen. We thank you for just playing have love one for another. Now we have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you right now, oh God. You said in your word, God, and come to your word, St. John 15:7-8, Father, we ask you, according to your word, that you abide with us and show us the truth. Because, God, you say if we abide in you and you abide in us, oh, God, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done unto us. And, Lord, this is our prayer, oh, God, that you be glorified and that we might bring much fruit. So, Father, we ask you that you will be with your disciples, that we come forth according to Matthew's 18 chapter. Father, we agree in heaven as well as on earth, and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, to give us our desire according to St. John 15:7-8 verse. So is heaven, Father, and will be glorified according to your word. John 16:23 said, because of your word, say that whatever we ask in your name, in the name of Jesus, you will give it unto us. And Lord, we're asking you for all the prayers of the saints to be answered, oh God, wherever they are, whoever they are, whether they're going through. Because God, you have all power in your hand. And because you have all power in your hand, Lord, we are learning. We are going through learning what you have given us. And Lord, as we learn what you have given unto us, because you He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. And we know, Lord, the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost is not separated. We know, God, that your Spirit, he is on earth, guiding the church and guiding your people. And, Lord, we ask you, oh, God, through this program, to teach and guide your people and give them more understanding. You say get wisdom, but all I'm getting yet understanding, and we thank you for it. And this we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, whoever you are, wherever you are. Amen. Thank you for calling in. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Our whole desire is always, amen, is that we work from the grassroots levels. Our desire is always to touch people wherever they are. Because God touches us and teaches us wherever we are. Amen. He said, whosoever will, let them come. Amen. Doesn't matter what you're going through. It was love and kindness that brought us to Jesus. God loves us, even though even now the world to some of us is in chaos, but God is still in control. He's still in control. He has all power in his hand. Amen. But he's just waiting and waiting and waiting. Is that good? Amen. He waited on us. Amen. He waited on you. He waited on you. He waited on you. Amen. And when he did, we thank God, amen, of his waiting and his power. Amen. His plans have not deviated regardless of what you're going through. His plans are not deviated because of what the enemy or the neighbors or the president or the governor or the sheriff. Amen. His plans are not deviated because of the principalities and powers in air. They're there. But God still is in control. And that's what we give thanks for. That's what we give thanks for. Amen. He's in control. Amen. The subject, what we're discussing in this broadcast, amen, use what you got. To use what you have, what God had given you, what God had put in your hands, and amen, and what he have improved on now. Amen. Many times that before you came to Christ and before, amen, before you realized, amen, what the ending and the beginning was, David said that he didn't realize what his end was until he came into the house of God. Amen. So until you came to Christ, amen, the things that was happening in your life, the things that were going through in your life, you was waiting. I know I was waiting for the blockbuster of the month. Amen. Something, I was just waiting for something to happen. I know it was going to happen. I didn't know when it was going to happen, but things was running too smooth. Amen. And I was using the word, oh, I'm lucky this week. Oh, I'm lucky next week. Amen. But something happened. I knew it was going to happen. Amen. It could be a disappointment. Could be someone let me down, or it could have been a car tire. Anything I had planned didn't work out. I knew it was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. So that's what we're working at. Amen. God told Moses, amen, that when he was at the Red Sea and Pharaoh's army was coming, and God told Moses, Moses began to pray. God said, listen, Moses, use what I gave you. Use the rod that I gave you. Amen. And it might be something. I don't know. It'd be a scripture, a song. Amen. You know, since you have gotten into Christ, since you become a part of the family of God, and you are grown enough, amen, spiritually, with understanding that Jesus loves you beyond, amen, beyond your condition, beyond your faults, amen. He really, really, really loves you, amen. Not just love enough, but just for salvation. No, he really loves you now. He loves you now, wherever you are now, at this moment, at this time, at this point. Amen. He loves you. And you come aware of that somehow when you pray about a situation, things happen for the better. Maybe it might be a prayer. Or when you mark something in your Bible And the Holy Spirit remind you. You go back and you pick up that Bible and you read that portion and you get more clarity about something. So this is where we are. This is where we are at this point in this time. Amen. In this study, like we say, we always reach out. Amen. Blog Talk Radio here at Doctrine of Truth. Amen. Those of you who want to subscribe to this program, again, you can go to your computer and sign on. After this program is off, you can go www.blogtalkradio, and you can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, and you can reach Doctrine of Truth, and there are many there in the catalog, and you can pull up this program. Use what you have. Use what you got. All right. All right. We're going to read a scripture in the book of Romans. Book of Romans. We want to start at the 12th chapter. But we're going to work ourselves down. Amen. To the 8th verse and possibly a little bit further down here. We want to start at the first verse. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the same members do not have the same function. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individual members of one another. Having then gifts different according to the grace that is given unto us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exalt in exaltation, he who giveth with liberty, and he who lead with diligence, he who show mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, and honor, give preference to one another. Not lagging and diligently, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoice in hope, patience in tribulation, continue steadfast in prayer. Distributing to the needs of the saints, give into hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Amen. It goes on, and we want to stop here. We covered a lot of areas, amen, in this chapter. But the point is here, amen, that Paul dealt with the mind. He said we had to renew our knowledge, renew our situation, because it can't hurt you. And when you come into Christ, God does not take anything from you, amen. He improve on it, amen. The book of Proverbs talking about iron sharpens iron. So you need a church home. You need to be around positive-minded people. Not everybody in the church, amen, have a good positive mind, because some are working, just coming into Christ, and some are just learning to come to Bible study. Some are just learning to come to prayer meeting. Amen. But whatever God has given you, amen, showing love to others, amen, being kind and affectionate to one another, amen, knowing how to help one another, amen, and you feel good about it, and things always work out, amen, when you begin to follow the things that you know God has shown you. Okay, we're going to open up the lines now, and you might have a testimony as well, how we do it here on Doctrine of Truth. We'd like to hear what you have to say. At this time of the year, many have gotten to themselves, but we don't, Paul said, what, not to, amen, follow after the world, be conformed, be transformed, amen. Don't be concerned about what's happening now, amen. After the holidays, the Lord spare us, be another month, amen. So let's take one day at a time, and live one day at a time, and constantly be in love and be showing kindness in Christ Jesus. We go to the phones. You can dial 1-855-236-2252. Or you can dial 1-347-215-8816. And when you do, just push 1 on your phone. Amen. Our technician will type you in. And we'd like to hear what you have to say, amen, about what God has shown you, amen, how to operate your home and your family. Amen. Remember now, when you leave the church, and all of us should be involved with some active, amen, house of prayer. Because the pastor cannot keep you in the church 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You have to go home. You must go home and live in the world and show the world, let your light shine, amen, about God, how God had transformed your life, and how God is delivering your life, and be an ambassador for Jesus Christ. Amen. The kingdom of God must be spread out. Amen. We cannot keep you in the church 7 days a week. Amen. 24 hours a day. You must go home. You must go home. Amen. And live that life. And that's what we're leaving here. Amen. You can discuss how God helped you in the ministry. Then when you leave the church and go home, how God will help you in your family, help you with your job, help you with your community, amen, even with your relatives, amen. This is what Christ wants you to do. He wants to use what he have taught you, amen, how to live a righteous life, amen. Whatever you feel God is really working with you to be successful and living a victorious life, we would like for you to share that with others. Amen. That's what we always come together here. Amen. At this time, you can press 1 on your phone. You can dial 1-855-236-2252. It's a toll free number. Or you can dial 1-347-215-8816. Amen. And we'd be glad to hear, amen, what you have to say. Amen. How God is working with you. And you can share it with others, because someone, sometime, you know, you can hear a song, a testimony. Someone can walk up to you and, you know, and share. And you don't know what it might be. And you get a chance there to, and something might click. Amen. And say, oh, now I understand. Oh, now I understand. Now I know how to try the Spirit of God. You know, God is a little more smarter than I think he's smarter than you. You might not think so. And to be led by the Spirit of God, many times he will just come out and tell you, go down the street. Amen. If you're mature enough, now, thank you, Holy Spirit. If you're mature enough, like Peter was praying and it was talking to God about Jesus about the situation, about his taxes. And Jesus told him straight out, because of the fact Amen. In the physical, he was there and told Peter, go down to the ocean, you know, and reach in and get that fish. Amen. He got some money for you. We don't know where the fish got the money. We don't know what ocean he was in, but, amen, that fish, he had Peter what Peter need. Amen. Peter was a fisherman. Peter was a fisherman. And God used, amen, his skill and his occupation, amen, by listening to Christ, amen, and by sharing his need. Peter shared his problem, his need with God. And the Lord was, the Lord dealt with him about what to go and what to do and where to go. Or what to do and where to go. It might be others. Maybe God has shared with something to you. Amen. And you're able to share it out. You don't have to, we never call anybody names or anything, but amen. It's good to be in prayer. It's good to be prayerful. And now we have financial problems. We have sickness. We have family problems. Amen. We all have all kind of conditions that are happening to the world. But you know, Jesus still have the answer through his Holy Spirit. Are you listening to him? Do you know the voice of God? Who know the voice of God. Amen. We're going to read along a little bit more. Might be someone. Amen. And push one on your phone. Amen. And we'll get the time to we're asking this question. What use what you got. Amen. Not what your neighbor have, or you want to borrow from your neighbor, give, or you want to see, you saw someone doing something, and God, you know, it's natural. We're still human. Lord, I want to be like that. I want to be like this. Amen. But you don't know, amen, how men and women got to that stage, that spiritual stage in their life. Amen. God, how God worked with them. Amen. Okay, again, a part of the, we can read a portion a little bit more. The same chapter of Romans, and we find here that in the 17th verse, repay no man evil for evil. Have regarded for good things in the sight of all men, if possible, as much as dependent on you. Live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written. It's written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink, and so much you will heap coals of fire on his head. That is something to think about. Amen. You know, people are doing you wrong and want you to lose your job, or want you to lose fellowship with someone. Amen. Do good to them. Amen. The more you do good to them, amen, it's just like heaving coal on the head. That's what the Bible says. I believe what the Bible says. I believe what the Bible says. It says, amen, for us as the 20th verse of the 12th chapter of Romans say, for in so doing you will heap coals of fire on the head of your enemies. Now, doing good, possibly, say, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Maybe that might be something that God has dealt with you about in your situation, whereby you know people are doing you wrong, and he worked with you about just continue to do good to them. Continue to pray for them, speak to them, offer them a drink of water, or offer them a cup of coffee, a soda, a sandwich, you know, and they might be thinking as well, he or she is losing the battle, but not according to God's word. Not according to God's word, because love cover a multitude of sins. All right, you can go to your phones. You can press 1. You can dial 1-855-236-2252. Toll free number. You can dial 1-347-215-8816. Amen. And we're discussing, amen, what God has done for you. What God has done for you. And you know it was God, and you know every time you pray, or every time, amen, he have you to give, or every time, amen, you reach your hand out to help a needy person. And every time, amen, things work out for you. You might not think it's doing good is something that God give you, but this is what Proverbs talk about, iron sharpening iron, and this is what we all come together, amen, to remind each other that, hey, you know what? Listen, sir, that is what God trying to he speak to you, amen. That way he wants you to use. He wants you to use that kind of character. He wants you to use, amen, that humbleness, amen, around people. And that will cause your light to shine. And, you know, everybody is not able to function in all type of atmosphere, but you are able to work among the youth. You are able to work among the seniors. You are able to go out and you are able to work among those that are in the streets, you know, doing this, being behavior like this and like that. And once you do this all the time and you begin to catch on, you begin to catch on and say, oh, is this scripture, is this for me? Is this for me? If it's righteous, is it using God's, living a righteous life? Yes. Righteousness. A righteous life. Amen. A righteous life overcomes living right among people. Today is such an evil time. People don't believe. They don't realize that being a righteous person, an honest person, amen, provide a lot of dividends and provide a lot of benefit to their life and to their conscience. Amen. Asking God to forgive them and asking God to be a part of their program. Amen. Because this is what the enemy wants to do. He doesn't want you to depend on God. He doesn't want you to be depend on God. He doesn't want you. Amen. He doesn't want you. Amen. In the beginning of time, amen, the doctrines, the teachings, now Paul speaks about the teaching, the doctrines of devils. Amen. And one of the doctrines is selfishness. Amen. Selfishness. The enemy always, he just told Adam and Eve, amen, you don't have to do anything of your thing. You'll be just like gods. Amen. You'll be a god yourself. Amen. You'll be self-sufficient. Because you know what God know, you know what the church know, even the day and hour. Oh, we know what the pastor know. We know. We can handle it. I can go to God for myself. Moses had some men was honorable enough that they presented themselves. Said, oh, we can go to God ourselves, and we can work it out ourselves. Amen. All right, we have a caller coming through and. Amen. God bless you. You're on the air. Area code.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just wanted to speak on that topic of pride. Pride is the number one killer when it comes to saints, because a lot of times I think sometimes we feel like we have arrived to a certain stage in our walk with Christ, and we sometimes get beside ourselves, and we begin to walk in a spirit of pride and not even realize it sometimes, and it can really be one of our biggest downfalls. The Bible speaks a lot about being humble and humbling ourselves. It speaks a lot about that, and I think that's a reason why, because pride, like you said, from the beginning of time, pride was one of the main downfalls of man, and it's still relevant today. A lot of people, that's their main downfall when they get to a certain status, that they feel as on a certain level, they feel as that they can't be touched, or God speaks to them just as though he speaks to the pastor or the leader, as you said. I find it very interesting in that scripture where Miriam and Aaron was questioning Moses' authority and saying that they could hear from God just like Moses could. But what I find interesting about that story was that after God brought his punishment down on them, when he told them, you know, he didn't even speak to them the same way he did Moses, the camp didn't move. So their actual pride actually caused the camp not to move until God brought down his punishment, you know, and that's very powerful if you think about the ministry, you know, your ministry. If you have, I think I taught on this one time. You imagine in a ministry, if you have four or five people that are speaking against the leader and saying that they can hear from God, imagine how many times that's multiplying. The camp not moving just because of pride and thinking that you can hear from God just like your leader can.
Oh, that's a great revelation there. Amen. As we thank God for you sharing that with us, and many pastors are thinking now. I know that's a great thought there. Amen. That God had to give you that. Amen. I think you have some books out. Don't you have some books out now?
Yes, sir. We got the first one was Transformation of the Mind, and then the second one actually was talking right in the same lines as you started out with tonight, about renewing the mind, new way of thinking, new attitudes, using the Word of God when you get in tough situations. The second one was 7 Keys to a Spirit-Filled Life, walking in the Spirit, being led by the Spirit, being obedient to the Spirit. Many don't realize what key thing we have within us as Christians, and that's the Holy Spirit. Christ actually came just to bring us the Holy Spirit. He actually said it. He says, "I come to bring you the Holy Spirit, because I'm not going to be here. So I come to bring you the Holy Spirit." And this book talks about being led by the Spirit, being obedient, listening to the voice of the Spirit, walking in the Spirit. And then the last book we just released here a couple weeks ago is Having an Attitude of Gratitude. And it just really breaks down reasons why we should have a attitude of gratitude. Coming before God with a pure heart. The fact that God actually forgives us of our sins, you know, and he don't keep record of it. You know, I think we take that for granted sometimes. You know, walking into victory. One of the most things I like about this last publication was, that one of the chapters talks about your attitude determines how you weather a storm. And your attitude when you're going through problems really determines how you're going to come out of it. You know, I think about Paul and Silas. When they was in jail, their attitude was singing and giving praise to God. And that's what got them out of that situation, because even though they was in a bad situation, they still was giving praise to God. They still was giving glory to God. And even Jonah, when he was in the midst of a whale, he said, "Praise be to God who gives me the victory." And you know, that's one of the things I love about it. Your attitude really, really shapes the way you come out of a storm.
So that could be one of the keys tonight. Is very good, those that are listening. Amen. Your attitude, you might not think, amen, God, like, say, use what you got. Your attitude can be a very powerful tool there. Amen. And God remind you about your attitude. Amen. You can use that. Don't be thinking about the world. Hard to be mad. The world can tell you what are you going through? By looking at your countenance and how you're speaking to people, and I say, oh, well, you know, that person is having some problems today. You know, we come on the job and we had some people that, you know, you stay away from. They can tell, amen, and God tells us not to be that way, amen, through his word. So a person's attitude, amen, that's a wonderful book, amen, those that are listening. And that, you can get that through Amazon, is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can look up my name, Walter Wardlaw. They're on Amazon.com. They're also on Kindle. You can download them on Kindle. All three of the books on Amazon as well as Kindle.
All right. All right. That's very powerful that God has given you to write. Amen. Did you just run it, come into this concept about writing, taking messages? How did you work into this, being an author?
Started out just taking little notes here and there and writing different things down, and then the Holy Spirit began to lead me to write different pages, and then it kind of turned into the first book, different notes. The first book is actually a very short book, but it actually took me a year because I wrote a little bit, stopped, wrote a little bit, stopped, which is kind of different now. Now it kind of flows real easy, but I think at first it was different. It was different. So now it's a lot of times having an attitude of gratitude. The Holy Spirit led me to write that book. Actually, I was going to write another book, but the Holy Spirit led me to write that book, and I just received a testimony off of it yesterday. One of my ex-vice presidents of the company I work for now, he's no longer with the company, but he actually received Christ after he read this book. He said, you know, the book really spoke to him, straight directly to him, because, you know, it's talking about how you weather a storm, and there's some things he was going through in his personal life, and he says the book really spoke to his personal life and how he really needed to rededicate his life to Christ. And so I feel like, you know, that's the purpose of me writing. At first I didn't understand it, and now I really understand. And
right.
I think the enemy was trying to, for a long time, trying to stop me from walking into my gift. I didn't really know it was there until after some time I discovered it was a gift that was there, and I never really knew it was there.
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, it's great to, amen, because those that are listening, amen, when you try to do something, the enemy discourage you. He's a great deceiver. And I learned, amen, if things begin to happen, I had something in my mind, or a mission, a work we're going to do for the Lord, even for my home, something positive, and look like things start happening all over. I don't know when I caught that revelation. I said, okay, you know, to myself, you know, okay, devil, what you trying to do? Something you trying to keep me from here. Amen. I better continue work on this. So we thank God for you, and you coming into this and continue to work. Amen. We're going to continue to do what we can to help you as well. And like this broadcast and things that I'm doing, I've been picking at this for years and years and years now. Someone just walked up to me and said, hey, you want to do this? And just flows right, just easy now, just flowing into it. So I appreciate you and many more. And we're saying that keep on letting God use you, what you have. Use you, what you have, because it always will grow. It always will grow. Any closing remarks, anything you want to say?
I just want to say to the listeners, everyone, I actually discussed this in this last book as well. Everybody has a gift that God has placed on the inside of them. It's up to us to get in a place of prayer and really discover what God has really placed on the inside of us. And once we find that gift, we have to cultivate that gift. We have to pray on it. We have to really develop the gift. You know, for me, for example, I'm gonna take writing classes and make sure that I'm writing in the proper way. I'm gonna make sure that I buy a lot of books and I focus on how to make sure I'm publishing them right. You know, I do a lot of homework just to make sure that what I'm doing is in the right perspective. And I think that's what sometimes I think we miss it as well. When we discover a gift we have, we feel like it's a God-given gift, but we don't actually cultivate the gift. And we think it's because we have that gift. You know, it could be playing music, and we feel like God given us that talent to play music, but we still got to develop the gift and further educate ourselves and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, because the Holy Spirit originally led me to write books. And I thank God that I was in a place of prayer where I can hear the Holy Spirit. And then I discovered what I had on the inside of me my whole life. You know, and then my mind went back to when I was a teenager, I used to write poetry, and I forgot about that. I did. And I had books and books of poetry, and I didn't remember that until the Holy Spirit brought that back to my remembrance. And the gift was always there, but I had a blinder on, so I didn't see it.
Right, right. Beautiful.
So you just the place of prayer is very key.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Mr. Wallow. We're going to, amen, do what we can as always. Always good to have you, amen, here on Doctrine of Truth. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop.
We're praying that, God bless you. We pray that many more that are listening, amen, that will listen to this broadcast. Anyone else can press 1 on their phone, amen, 1-855-236-2252. You press 1 on your phone, you'd like to share, amen, what was already spoken on, amen, you have come into an idea, or you feel that God has been leading you. And one thing about God, he doesn't take away what you have. He enhances and give you more understanding, amen, what you have through others. And it's good that we listen to the Spirit of God. One, God has given us the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's one gift. Amen. And he's there. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. And he will use you to upbuild the kingdom of heaven, to upbuild the kingdom of God. Amen. To upbuild the saints. Amen. Not to tear down the church. Not to tear down the kingdom of God and tear down the community. Amen. No. God didn't. That's not God. That's not God. You try the Spirit. Amen. And I understand it was great revelation spoken there to some of the pastors and ministers. You have a lot of pride going on in your church, and many people in there think they can be a pastor, and they call them, talking to the saints and telling them, the pastor said, let's make a turn to the right. And they said, no, I don't believe pastor. And I talk to God, and I think pastor was wrong. The ship is not going any place. Pride, amen, arrogance. God ain't going to move in confusion. God doesn't move in confusion. Amen. Jonah had the common sense. Jonah said, listen, y'all, I know what's going on the ship. I'm not going to put all y'all in jeopardy. Amen. Just throw me overboard. Throw me overboard. I'm not doing what God telling me to do. Amen. And I'm here. Throw me on the board. Amen. Amen. So everything can you can stunt. You can be around the wrong people in your circle. You can have a circle of people that always want to counsel you, that always want to guide you. Amen. From church to church, mission to mission. Amen. They see something in you that you don't see. Amen. The Holy Spirit trying to cultivate something. Amen. For your good and for your support as you support the kingdom of God. God always took care of Peter and the apostles when they do what God wanted them to do. And the Lord spoke to me many years ago, amen, something pertaining like Joseph, amen. The Lord spoke to me many years of being in my ministry. He said, now if you can't get past these 8 family members, because I was wearing myself out trying to convince them about being saved and come on to Christ. And he spoke to me and said, if you cannot get past these 8, what about the thousands that I want you to speak to? I had to stop, sit down, and shake my head. I had to grab onto something mentally. Amen. I said, well, Lord, you got it. You have it. Amen. And once you do what God says, do, And you know, all the family members at that time, brothers, they would start getting jobs and boasting and bragging, you know. But I knew what was going on. Amen. That was my desire, you know, to help the family, my family, you know. But I wanted to see Christ. No, you spread it. Do what God tells you to do, and then things don't start working out for you. Because why? Your faith begin to grow. You can see God moving in your gift. And the room, your gift start making room. Amen. All right, we're going to continue. We're slowly moving on here and doing great well. If you have anyone else like to share, amen, press 1 on your phone, 1-855-236-2252. 1-855-236-2252. Amen. Or 1-347-215-8816. The difference is being a child of God. Amen. The world depend on tools like money and connections and amen and friends, but God give us a gift, and God make it aware in our season as we begin to grow. The more we begin to grow into Him, begin to mature into Him, leaning and depending on Him, amen. You begin to see, amen, you begin to see in yourself that God really cares. You begin to trust the Lord with your gift, amen, that, excuse me, and as you begin to move in Him, and grow in Him. Amen. And you'll find that He really loves you, and He wants you to be successful. He does not want you, amen, to represent Him. And he is responsible. David said he's a good shepherd. He's good. David said he is a good shepherd. Amen. That means He watches over you. He take you to green pastures. Amen. He leads you to green pastures. You have to be listening. Amen. And he will give you shelter. Amen. And he will feed you spiritually and naturally. Amen. We don't feel that natural things come from the spirit. Amen. But faith says, amen, substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Amen. God feed us spiritual things, and what? It filter over to natural things. It filter over to natural things. He show us and guide us through trials and tribulation, and in turns, our rewards, amen, are natural things. He is a rewarder. Amen. Not only in heaven, but here on earth, you'll find that. Press 1 on your phone. We're slowly coming out of this program. We thank God for you. Those that, amen, feel that they would like to write or send an email, amen, and even go back and listen to the broadcast, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, amen, and you'll find, amen, this broadcast, and we want to, sometime we get, we know we begin to move, and we get involved, and we thank God for the Holy Spirit. You can also go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. JCIministry.org. Or you can email me at JC. Email me at SeniorBishop@JCIministries.org. SeniorBishop@JCIministries.org. Or you can go to Facebook and you can find us there. Amen. At www.facebook.com/JesusChrist International Ministries .inc. And you go to youtube.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. Or if you want to write, you can write. We always are glad to have. Amen. You can go to you can write to JCIM Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, TAMARAC, Florida 333320, USA. JCIM Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida, TAMARAC, area code 333, zip code 33320, USA. We are so thankful for these holidays. Amen. We met many of the Block Talk personal face to face. And it was great inspiration to me to know that the gospel is getting out and those are being helped. That's what our desire is, to help people. Amen. Because I know if I do God's work, the Lord will help me as well. And, you know, we just instruments of the gospel. We're doing our part. We're praying that the part that we're doing here over the cell phone and computers can be a help to others. Amen. You can go to your computer late at night, end of day, any time, and you can pull up a broadcast. Amen. And listen to it on the radio. Amen. And if you know of any other connection we can to reach the gospel around the world, we'd be glad to have, be informed. Please inform us about that. We'll do some research on it as well. We're also looking to maybe come into your area, and we'll let you know over these broadcasts. Amen. What the time and the place. Amen. So we really appreciate you. We don't want you to think that we don't. But there's a time that sometimes you have to pull away and get a rest. And speaking to those of you that, amen, feel you have to rip and run and make things happen. No. Don't run before the voice of God. Amen. Do not outrun the voice of God. There was a time when Peter, they was out there on the ship at night, and they looked up and they saw Jesus afar off walking. And they thought it was a ghost, because fishermen knew when they see someone walking on the water, that means that the ship was going to go down, and that was a sign that they was going to die. And Jesus spoke to him, said, "Be not afraid." Excuse me. "Be not afraid, it's I." And Peter wanted to make sure, because of the conditions of the ocean and the winds and the, amen, he wanted to make sure. He just didn't run because, you know, he knew it was Jesus. He heard the voice of Christ, but the situation was at that time, "Lord, do you want me to come to you where you are? Can I come to you where you are?" You know, sometimes we feel, let's say, "Well, Lord, oh, I know I can do this, I can do that." Amen. And I know God is in it. But do God want you to do it at this time? At this time, is he ready for you to make that move to do that? Whatever it might be, is he ready for you to make that move at this time to do that? And Peter said, "Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. Bid me to come, Lord. If this is you now, I know it's you, but now if it's you for me to come out on the water, bid me to come." Peter just forgot about everything. All he wanted to do was hear what the voice of God said, "Come." And he knew Christ would give him a yes or no, Amen. Because he was in this relationship with God, and he trusts whatever he says. He trusts whatever he says that he won't hurt him. Amen. God won't hurt you in whatever you're going through or whatever you're involved in. Amen. He tell you to use that. He's not going to hurt you. He's not going to hurt you. And you should be assured, amen, that whatever God give you and you become aware of it, amen, there's nothing wrong from time to time. Say, well, Lord, what you think now? Is it time for me to go a little bit further? Is it time for me to rest a little bit on the situation? What is your thinking? You know, because he know more than the satellite. He had more research. He's computers and all. He knows everything. He sees all things. He's all powerful. He's all knowing. He's everywhere. Amen. And what you have is important. Amen. When he tell you to use it, use it. Use it until he tell you to stop. Amen. Amen. So Peter began to walk. Peter jumped down and began to walk. Oh, he began to walk. You can hear Thomas. Oh, you can hear. Oh, you can hear the in crowd. You can hear the disciples. Oh my God! They go, run on, Pete. Go, Pete. Go, man. You looking good, Peter. Oh God, Pete. Go ahead, Pete. And you can hear. Pete, man. Watch out, Peter. Watch out, man. No. Be careful. And whatever it was saying, the wind began to blow, and he began to sink. But who told him to come? Who told him to come? Jesus told him to come. When Jesus tell you to come, he reached out and grabbed him. And Peter, I'm going to paraphrase here for a moment. Now, Peter, why you look to the right and to the left? And Peter, why you begin to listen to them? Why you continue to look at me and watch me and ask me? When you doubt it, Peter, when you doubt it, amen. Those of you, thank God for you, this broadcast, we're always happy to have you, amen. Don't doubt God. He gave you something to use, whatever it is, improve on it, try it, work it, amen, and it's for your good. It's for your good. You're the only one can do it. You're the only one can do it, amen. You're going to make mistakes, but God is right there. He can let you know, you know, you made this mistake because of this, and who told you that, and, you know, he'll straighten it out. He'll let you know who was it. Amen. All right, we have another call. Yes, sir. Go right ahead. I think I'm still with Brother Wallard. He's...
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I wanted to kind of discuss this before we got off the air. One of the things I've been reading on is what David said in Psalms 119. And he says, 119 and 116, he says, uphold me according to thy word that I may live. Let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold me up and I shall be safe. I thought that's very powerful to share.
Yes, very good. I want you, you might as well close it out with a prayer. Amen. We run about 35 seconds or more. Go right ahead and close it out with a prayer.
Father, we thank you for this call on tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for those things that we've heard and learned and we spoke on tonight. We pray for the listeners that are listening in. We pray that you continue to keep them up under the shadow of your almighty wings, and we pray peace upon their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. God continue to multiply your work. Amen. As you begin to work for the kingdom of heaven. Amen. All those that, amen, listen tonight, we're praying that you be able to get some of those books. Amen. The author wrote to, they be very blessed revelations that he has given. Amen. Those of you that want to write, maybe it might be a song. Amen as well. God bless you. Until next time. Amen. Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. Love you. Hold on to Jesus.
Jesus.